Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday morning, so we are talking about getting healed, becoming complete and entire spirit, soul, and body. Since your spirit is already completely joined to God and completely healed and believing the truth, all the healing that's taking place in your life is in your soul and in your body. A lot of times the healing we need in our body is connected to things we do to it, both from our soul and from our environment. So as we become healed in our soul, that really reduces the stress on our body. And we also begin to take better care of ourselves, of our body. So often, if we are just focusing on healing our body, we don't get to the root cause. So the more we understand the connection between our soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions, and your physical well-being, and vice versa, the more you'll understand how important it is to pay attention to those things that are distracting you in your life. We don't want to be caught off guard years down the road and not be able to correct something that correcting at its root would make it a non-issue. And this is true not only for our physical well-being, but our soulical well-being as well. Our wounds in our soul are from believing lies. Lies about ourselves, who we are, what we are, what's expected of us. Lies about others, who they are, what we expect of them, and what they expect of us. And, of course, lies about God, who He is, what He's doing in our lives, and what He expects of us. When we begin to experience His love for us, His acceptance, and His honor of us as unique beings, that's when we enter into that rest in our soul that we're already experiencing in our spirit. Outwardly, it may look like we are more and more active and more productive and more stepping out there, trying new things, creative, stable. Yet it's from a place of rest and confidence. Not only confidence in God, what He thinks about us, but also confidence in our ability to hear Him, to know Him, to be able to go to Him to get healed when we are hurt. See, our goal isn't just to get healed, but to know how to get healed. Jesus, our example, never turned from a difficult situation. He never ran from a fight or a challenge or injustice because he knew not only that his Father would heal him, but that he knew how to go to his father to get healed. So for you and I, it's not just about knowing that God heals. Most people can accept that. Most people rely on that. But they wonder, how come they're not healed? They've asked God to heal them sometimes, but they're not healed. And too often, we give up. Or we blame ourselves, or God, or others, feeding into those lies. So we don't want to be confused by his purpose. We don't want to be distracted by our own beliefs. When we know what he is capable of doing and we depend on him, nothing is out of his reach. Now, here in the United States, and, you know, this is something I ask God about. How come in other countries God does phenomenal miracles, phenomenal healing at the drop of a hat? And yet we just don't see much of it here. And there are, you know, from our standpoint, we could probably come up with reasons. But the point is we don't stop pursuing God. We don't stop asking God until we get an answer. We don't draw conclusions until we have all the information, until we've done our research. And that research comes from dependence on God. So often we want to have the problem solved within a time frame that we have come up with. We want to have a miracle done. We want to have a healing done. We want to have a financial situation or a relationship issue healed under our parameters. But this is where we need to recognize God's perspective on things and join him in that. And remember, in your spirit, you are already joined with him in regards to what he's doing in our lives. And when we talk about God's timing and recognizing God's timing, what we are doing is stepping back from our own perspective and realizing that we all come to, especially the healing, with our own preconceived notion, our preconceived ideas. Part of it is that we think that there are certain qualifications for healing. And we're going to go through some of the explanations or understanding of some of the perspectives that God has. And all we're looking to do is broaden our understanding so that we can pursue God in letting him answer these questions and teach us how to go to God to receive healing for ourselves and to receive healing for others. Now, we do have a great question in the chat room that I'm just going to repeat and answer. The question is why has God never grown back a limb for amputees when they pray for healing? And it says there is not one recorded case of a limb growing back. Why don't faithful amputees deserve God's healing? And those are three separate questions, and I'm going to answer them in three separate ways and give you three separate answers. The first, why has God never grown back a limb for amputees when they pray for healing? Well, I can tell you, he has. I've never been in the presence of one, but I'm in touch with people around the world, and he has. There's not one recorded case of a limb growing back. You know, I don't know. I've not researched that. Now, like I said, I know in fact that of cases, I've got contacts in other countries, especially Africa. And this is one of those mysteries where you go, why does it happen in some areas, in some countries, and not here? But the final question you have is, why don't faithful amputees deserve God's healing? And I think that's really revealing as to our approach, that it's something that we have to talk God into. When we look at, okay, why do some people get healed? You know, it's no more difficult for God to heal an amputee and restore that limb than it is to heal a cold. Okay? Having said that, the gap between asking for God to heal a cold and asking for someone to be raised out of that wheelchair in reality and having a limb restored or life restored, we're still in that process here in the United States of learning how to do that. Because I do believe it is something objectively we can learn how to do. But it's going to be depending on God. So I don't think it's a matter of that any person deserving to be healed. You know, when we think about how many people that Jesus healed while he was walking around, how many of them were Christians? None of them. And he healed whoever, for whatever reason, he chose. So we don't look at the action as we look at who are we depending on? Who are we relying on for that action? Because what we have a tendency to do is conclude that if God isn't healing someone, there must be a reason. And you know what? There might be. And we're going to get into some of those. But the point is that we draw our own conclusions about God's activities. Now, I will tell you that is one of the challenges in my life, is I would love to see, to me, that would be a high point, okay? As far as that, to me, is a quintessential definition of a supernatural miracle, is the restoration of a missing limb, okay? I've seen just about everything else and participated in just about everything else. So that is something that, to me, ranks pretty high. Conversely, I'm not holding it against anyone. It's not distracting to me that I don't see it. Instead, I've set it as a goal. it's not top of my list. On Saturdays, we've been doing setting supernatural goals and achieving those goals. That's not one of my top ones. I would have liked it for it to have been, but that's not what God set out for me to be working on right now. So one of the challenges we have is to not be judging God on our own standards, using our own standards. And when we ask God, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Your questions are best served by going to Him and asking Him. Because what happens is, what we find out is where we are believing lies. And when He speaks truth to us, we are changed. Now, sometimes we just have interest in things, which is great. You know, I'm just curious about this, God. Why do you this? Why do you not do that? What's this whole thing about, you know, we've talked a lot about time. And if we have authority over time, why can't we time travel? And I've been hearing from several of you about the answers you've gotten, which are quite diverse. Everything from, we are time traveling, we just don't know about it, to, that's not what I want you to be thinking about right now. And the point being that God wants to answer your question personally. Because it's not the answer to the question that's important to Him. It's you. And very often He will put something in our lives that bugs us, so that we will come to Him. It's that treasure that He's hidden. And He wants us to pursue Him until we have an answer. So on any of these questions that we're going to talk about healing, we can. It's great to get into discussions about them. But that's not going to resolve anything. There are questions we have that only God can answer. And He's going to give us individual answers. So it's like I've written books about this. And I know people out there have discussed these books about what I meant by this, that, and the other thing without coming to me. And I'm the author of the books. Well, that's the same thing with God. He's the author of this world. When we want to know how it works, isn't it best to go to Him? Because as we're going to find out, there are many explanations and thoughts and perspectives. And the only way we know what those thoughts and perspectives, how they apply in any given situation, is by asking God. And very often, it's not the answer that's going to change us. It's going to Him. So one of the hindrances we experience, and again, we wanting to learn, we recognize that one of our purposes here is to overcome. It's to rule and reign here. We already have the authority here. We're learning to use the responsibility, live up to that responsibility. So how do we overcome the hindrances? Well, one of the ways, the first way, is by recognizing God's timing. Unfortunately for us, God is not in a hurry. And neither is who you truly are, a spirit being. But our soul and our body are often in a rush, especially if the wound, whether soulical or physical, is causing us great pain or interfering with our life's plans or relationships. But recognizing that God's seeming lack of movement on our behalf is not evidence of his disinterest or our error, but simply a matter of his timing. God knows the plans he has for us. And in our spirits, we have already agreed with him to pursue things his way. So we want to look at learning how to get healed as a long-term process. He's not going to download, you know, what was really one of the really cool things in the movie The Matrix was that if you wanted to learn something in the fake world, you could just ask for it and it'd be downloaded and you know how to do things. You know how to fly a helicopter. You know how to perform brain surgery. Whatever it is, you can learn how to learn it, how to do it instantaneously. Well, now God can do that. But he doesn't in most cases because he's not in a hurry. So we want to be investing in our relationship with him long term. This requires patience, which in turn requires dependence. Now, these questions, again, they're excellent questions. Why does God heal one person and not another? You know, when you when you ask for healing, and God says, I'm going to heal this person, can that be altered? Can it be hindered? Then is God powerful enough, or what are the parameters of that? And one of the things we have a tendency to do is elevate healing above so many of the things that God wants to do in our lives. And that's totally understandable, isn't it? Because, when we're ill or dealing with an infirmity, that does affect how we function in this world. So that's certainly understandable, especially when someone's in pain. The point is that we can't draw conclusions about God or about us when we're in pain. Instead, we go to God. And here's when we have these questions. And my answer to even good questions is always going to be, when you ask God about that, what did he say? And we have a hard time with that because that is what it comes down to. I can give answers. I can give you, you know, examples and answers. And point out to you this is where your logic is not following. That doesn't change anything. That only distracts us from what the real issue is, which is what does God say to you? And that puts a responsibility back on our plate, which goes back to, are you in that relationship with God where you can hear him? Where you understand him, where you have that confidence that you're hearing him. So, say if someone is in pain, until you receive an answer from God, you pursue it. It's not a whining, God, why don't you heal me? You know, you've healed everybody else. You know, I've done everything right. How come you're not healing me? You're healing anybody else. You're healing the heathen. You're healing the unbelievers. Whatever you're thinking. You know, I deserve it more. I've done more for you. How come I'm not healed? But we look at what's important to God. And more important than your physical well-being is your dependence on Him. Because again, He's put you here on this earth to learn certain things. We have an opportunity here that we will not have anywhere else under these circumstances. So we don't want to waste the situations we find ourselves in because we want things our way. So when you ask God, why don't you heal this person? Or why don't you heal me? Keep on asking until you get an answer. And again, our purpose for going through some of the things we're going through, the teachings we're going through, is to broaden your reception, to give you different perspectives. Hopefully something along the way will go, oh, will be quickened, will answer your questions. Maybe not even literally. Maybe not even this is the answer to this question. But sometimes it just lifts the question. And it satisfies our wondering because we've experienced Him. You know, the last thing we ever want to do is stifle questions. It's just we want to make sure we include God Himself, giving Him that opportunity to answer it Himself. We can talk about things and share experiences, but God Himself is the only one who, in answering the question, gives us that peace, that rest, and changes us. So when we talk about healing being hindered by not recognizing God's timing, we have to again remind ourselves of God's authority over time. We want things done our way. Yet if we step back, we can see that God does things His way. In talking about timing, we can look at four different ways God heals. He heals progressively. He heals instantaneously. He heals unconditionally. And He heals conditionally. Now, these are four broad areas. And we're going to go through each one. But for now, just recognize that a lot of times we say God isn't healing someone when it falls under one of these categories. And this is certainly not to say that there aren't more categories and more perspectives. And that's, you know, this is the kind of the fun part of this, is we're learning. We never want to say we know all about how God does things, because He's even coming up with new ways to do it. As soon as you think you've got Him figured out, He'll come up with a new way to do something. But He does share our pain. He just doesn't join us in it. He wants to raise us out of it. He may not relieve us out of it, but He will give us the confidence that we've heard Him. and that's what gives us rest. So next Tuesday, we'll pick up there and be talking about how healing happens in different ways at different times. You can always drop me a line, drop me a question at wecanprepare.org, at diane@wecanprepare.org. Visit our blog over there. And all the contact information and more information about us is on that blog at wecanprepare.org. Again, that's all about we don't know what the future holds, but we can prepare for it. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again at Thursday at 7:30. Have a great day. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.